540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Republicans running for president in 2024 are gearing up for their second primary debate now in Southern California. CBS's Allison Keyes has a preview for us.
Among the seven on stage will be Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. They are running second and third to former President Trump in some polls, but CBS News Director of Elections and Surveys Anthony Salvanto says voters want to hear about the economy.
They would like to hear specific plans for combating inflation.
Former President Trump will be in Michigan, where auto workers are striking, and on Monday called debates stupid.
Trump's missed both of the GOP primary debates so far. Republicans are running the clock with just 3 days to go before the government shuts down, cutting off access to key resources for millions of Americans. President Biden says a shutdown is not inevitable.
So the American people need our Republican friends in the House of Representatives to do their job, fund the government.
New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, his wife, and two businessmen the couple is accused of taking bribes from were all arraigned today in federal court in New York. WCBS TV's Christine Sloan was there.
A sitting senator answering to a three-count indictment, including bribery charges. None of the defendants really spoke, but all of them saying not guilty, pleading not guilty. They are all being allowed to be released on their own, as it's called, personal recognizance bond. The senator has a $100,000 bond.
It's still unclear, though, when a trial could start. But if convicted, Menendez faces decades in prison. All liquor stores were closed today across Philadelphia, where police say a flash mob of about 100 people looted and vandalized stores last night. Philly Mayor Jim Kenney.
This is not shoplifting. This is not somebody stealing a loaf of bread to feed their kids. These are people who are damaging stores, small businesses, a lot of minority small businesses. This is not fair. You shouldn't have to live with this.
Police arrested 52 people for that crime spree. Three were just kids. A NASA astronaut and two Russians are back on Earth after getting stuck in space for just over a year.
You look very well.
Thank you. That's good to be home.
That is Frank Rubio, who was up in orbit a record 371 days. The trio had to wait on a replacement Soyuz capsule. Their original was hit by space junk and leaked all of its coolant. Merriam-Webster just added about 700 new definitions to its dictionary. Among them, thirst trap, dad bod, chef's kiss, beast mode, that's going really hard or all out on something, and Riz, short for charisma. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The 2024 Waukesha County budget is out. County Executive Paul Farrow presented his spending plan for next year, and it totals over $391 million. If approved, the budget would reduce the tax rate by 9.1%, making it the lowest in 30 years and the lowest among Wisconsin counties. Farrow says the budget continues to prioritize law enforcement funding. The budget also includes plans for a new regional crisis stabilization facility for mental health services. Waukesha's water supply is set to shift to Lake Michigan water in less than 2 weeks. The city is advising people with in-home kidney dialysis to consult their medical providers for potential adjustments. An advisory is also going out to business owners reliant on water for processes and products. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station.
station and on the app. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and three TDs against the JV team.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in his face. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, it was Sam's first day flying solo because Aaron said he was going bear hunting. Aaron's not here this morning. Either Aaron doesn't need to be here or Aaron's been eaten by a bear.
Gosh, I'd sure hope that Aaron hasn't been eaten by a bear.
Well, he's not there. Now I'm just afraid that if we ring up his phone somewhere out there, Mrs. Bear is going to elbow Mr. Bear and go, is your tummy rumbling?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
And my top of tea, I eat bars like you for breakfast.
Come hang it on, Carol. I eat boys for breakfast. Sure do. You are listening to the always fabulous Civic Media Radio Network. Go get that app. You can listen to the Packers. You can listen to the Brewers. Central Division. We're the champs, man. I was at the game last night. It was fabulous. It was so great. And guess who else was there? Matt Salmon, my special guest on October 2nd. The hour will be dedicated to all things Brewers. It's going to be fantastic. We're going to talk about the stadium. We might even have a couple of special guests popping into the show. I'm working on it, Anya. I'm working on it. But boy, it was a really special event yesterday to be there. This hasn't happened in a long time. We actually won our division. This is amazing. And it really, if you have never been to that kind of a baseball game, it's worth about four times the price of admission. Folks, we're so excited. It's great to see Milwaukee coming together. Maybe the question for the day is going to be, what's your favorite thing about Milwaukee? I don't think the city gets near enough love. I have so many favorite things about Milwaukee. If you want to call me up and tell me what your favorite thing about my hometown is, 844-967-2789. But for my entire life, one of the things that always set Milwaukee apart, in my estimation, was the fandom of the folks here in Wisconsin's biggest city. We're great sports fans. There's a reason comedians will do and film their HBO specials here. It's because we're a great audience. We like to laugh. We like to have a good time. And I really think that good time vibe, that easy to laugh vibe, is a hallmark of Milwaukee. You know, folks,